Hey Eeyore, Monday the 5th of May, dying Yitzhak Silver, being Noeg covered ze lozer.
Thank you to all the organisers. It's a privilege to be able to speak to you. I've come to talk about the mitzvahs bein odem lechaveroi. We all know that between Pesach and Shavuos, over 33 days, 24,000 Talmidei Rebbe Akiva, the G'dolei Ador, the biggest Talmidei Chachomim, passed away. That's an average of over 800 a day. And this was all because the Gemara tells us, Lo nahagu kovod ze bo ze. Rebbe Akiva himself says, Omer Rebbe Akiva, ze klal godol b'toyra v'ohavto lo reacho kamoicho. As the Goy came to Hillel Hazokin and asked Hillel Hazokin, please teach me all the Torah standing on one leg. And Hillel Hazokin said to him, "My desani loch lechaver chlei savid. What you don't like having done to yourself, don't do to others." And the rest of the Torah, it's all around the same thing. Go and learn it. So this is really what the whole Torah is about. And we have to get to Matan Torah. And in order to get to Matan Torah, we have to get back to that Madrega. We count the Sefira, 49 days. And we're working on it to get back to our original Madrega of Matan Torah. So when we take a look at the Torah, we open a Chumash. And we open the first Pasuk, Bereshis Bora Elikim, Es HaShemayim Ves HaOretz. And we see Bereshis, Rashi says, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Bereshis, Bishvil Reshis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reshis, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reshis. And of course, Tnai Hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Maisa Bereshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with Maisa Bereshis, that if the Yidden accept the Torah, fine, and if not, I'm going to switch you back to the nothing of the nothingness that you were beforehand. This is because there's no reason to have a world without Klal Yisrael keeping the Torah, learning the Torah. And that Chayav Odom, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, a person is Chayav, is obliged to say, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, the same word, Bishvil. What does that mean? For my Torah, for my mitzvahs, the whole world was worthwhile, just like Odom Harishon was one man and the whole world is populated from him. So too every person is supposed to view himself. Now there's no doubt about it, if you look around nature or anywhere else, that we all have to fit in together. There's no point being selfish and giving everybody else musa all day. You've got to take care of others also. My father, Zal Zayn Gesundenstark, he was a civil servant for 25 years, the curator of the British Library, and he says that whenever a Yid came into one of the departments, he could pick out straight away that he was a Yid. So there were three simonim. One simon was that he was constantly ambitious. He was never happy with what he was doing. He had to get further. Another one was, maybe this one's not such a nice one, that he wanted people to know what he's doing. However, he never went bragging about it. He just wanted them to know where he's getting, what he's doing. And the third one is what I wanted to talk about. They always cared for others. They were always the first aiders. They were always running around trying to look at your 635 MPs, how many of them come from us? Like, why? What percentage of the population are we? They're always caring about the good of everybody else. So, Vayichan ha'om kineged ha'hor, ki ish echod, b'leiv echod. At the end of the Sefira, when we got to Har Sinai, and we stood in front of the mountain, like one man with one heart, then there was Hashruas Hashchina, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. So if you try to imagine 600,000 Ragli, well, the women were separate, the men were separate, the shoving, pushing, no, there was no shoving and pushing. The Torah has maybe 70 mitzvahs bein odom lechaveroi that are not so well known. We have a Sefer Mishpatei HaSholem, that's probably why they called me here, which has been translated in English to the Code of Jewish Conduct. It's also in French and in Russian. And And there's also Mominus, the whole of Choshen Mishpat, which is the Shari Mishpat, being translated to money in Halacha. We've brought a few along if anyone wants to purchase them. A person is in this world not only for himself. We say on Leila Seder, Ilu hevionu lifnei har Sinai v'lo nosanonu es ha-Torah dayenu. So 1 second. I turned up there, Ahmed, with my 7 mitzvahs, and you turned up there, Abdul, with your 7 mitzvahs, and we came to the har Sinai, and we both walked home with 7 mitzvahs, and that's enough, dayenu? Obviously not. So what does it mean, dayenu? What it means is that we got there with this fabulous, beautiful, beautiful achdus. There was no shoving and pushing by Har Sinai. Everybody was taking care. I hope everybody else has enough space. And him and all of his children and everyone else. Nobody was caring for himself. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, he went and collected the wool from the sheep had gone past the thorns and their wool had been stuck in the thorns. He collected that wool and he made a beged. He was so, so poor. And he would share this beged with his wife. And if she needed to go out, so he was left home, couldn't go to shul. And if he needed to go out, she was left home because they had only one beged. And of course the Gemara says the story about the Tanis and he wasn't there, so they came to his house and he was home because he had no beged to go out with. They were so, so poor. Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi, whenever it says Maisa b'chosid echad, it's either Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovo or Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi. It was so, so poor, and they sat and learned Torah Shisha b'tal asachas. Well, I know no lei nechshedu Yisrael even ezach chofdalad, but at the end of the day, were there really 6 people wrapped in one talus? I would like to suggest that it was enough, because each one was taking care that everybody else should have enough. There was a story in Yerushalayim of a father and son who had 1 coat. And they were arguing, they came to Reb Shmuel Salant many years ago, and the father said, I need the coat, I'm an older person, I feel very cold. And the son said, I have to go out and work, I need the coat. So Reb Shmuel said to them, you know, come a few hours' time, we're going to have a Moshe based in, come back then, just I'm asking you one favor, change your tinus. So they came back a few hours later, and one of the people who sat on Shmuel Salant's basting was a Gabbat Stocker also. And the father came in and he said, my son, he's a young man, he has to go out and work, he needs the coat so badly. And the son said, oi, my father's an old man, and his sensory, it's cold for him, he needs the coat. And this Gabbat Stocker got up and made sure that he gets them another coat. You're always supposed, shisha v'talas achas, and that was enough. Each one was his whole satisfaction in life was from knowing, making sure that the other one had a coat. V'shvili nivra olam b'shvil ha-Torah she-nikra reishis, b'reishis bar elikim, b'shvil ha-Torah she-nikra reishis, b'shvil Yisrael she-nikra reishis, and automatically v'shvili nivra olam means for that, b'shvil Yisrael, b'shvil ha-Torah. So we have many mitzvahs bein odom l'chaveiroi. But tzedek tishpoit amisecho, judging people favorably. Judging people favorably. So let's try to analyze this mitzvah. A person, you see someone doing something rather suspicious. Well, there's 3 kinds of people. He might be a wicked person, in which case, even if it's not suspicious and it looks good, you know, he's made a big pledge to the local charity, you've got to suspect him. It might even be a mitzvah to suspect him, because he's usually wicked. If he's a tzaddik, so you see him in the corner of McDonald's in Huddington, wiping his lips, whatever, and you drive past and you can't believe your eyes. But he's a tzaddik. He's very makpid on macholas asuras. Don't care how he dresses. In this Indian, he is a tzaddik. So, obviously, he brought a sandwich from home. He needed where to sit down, and he brought Pepsi. And if you actually see him with that boss of a cholov burger, so then maybe Achazosei Bulmus, he had a heart attack. His doctor told him he has to eat that. So he goes to Huddington to Yilvish Shchayim Yishchazim. Ra'isa tamad chokum shechotav alayla al tahar achar boyoyim. You have to go very far-fetched. Do you know why? Because probably he didn't do something wrong. Because he is a big tzaddik. So the Rosh you can suspect. And the tzaddik, you have to go to great length to try not to suspect. So where does the mitzvah land? On the Beinoni. So now let's take a look at this Beinoni. The Beinoni is like all of us in most things, that he's usually very good, whether it's Macholas Asuris or Diburim Asurim, and occasionally he falls. So you see him doing something. Well, it depends. If it's a good thing, then you're not allowed to suspect. He's a good person. It's probably good. If it's a bad thing, mi'ikar din, you're allowed to suspect. Just the Chofetz Chaim says it's midas chasidus not to suspect. Well, fair enough. He sometimes falls. Maybe he's fallen. What does the Torah ask you to do? Judge the situation according to what it probably is. He does sometimes fall. It looks very suspicious. You could be a midas chasidus if you want. And what about if the maisa he's done is not swaying in any direction? Oh, if that's the case, so then you're not allowed to suspect him. That's the mitzvah, but tzedek tish by tamisecha. Well, doesn't that make sense? He probably did not fall, because he usually does not fall. And the maisa is not terribly suspicious. So what did the Torah ask you to do exactly? To be judgmental, judge people's actions in the way they probably took place. That's not too difficult. What about if I don't know this person at all? You know, Gehazi arrived with Elisha by the Shunammis, and her husband thought they were the same. Who knows, maybe Gehazi had a longer, whiter beard than Elisha. Maybe Elisha had a short jacket and a trimmed beard, maybe a little moustache. We don't know. And you had Rabbonim here in London, they've got the portraits and the Beavis marks, who had no beards whatsoever, and they had like Menashe ben Yisrael, like Charles II wigs. You know, so we don't know. The Chupas Chassanim, a famous thing, he didn't have a beard. He had a shorter wig, but he... So we don't know if he had a beard or not. We don't know if the Ramchal, the Mesilas Yisharim, had a beard. They were all his friends, these Rabbanim in London. So we don't know how Gehazi looked and how Elisha looked, but Mr. Shunam couldn't tell the difference, but his wife, the Shunamis, could. So what about if it's somebody you don't know at all? Well, then the Mishnah in Ovah says that you should be done the Kav Zuchus. We judge him favorably, but it's only a Mitzvah Chasidus because you don't know him. Does that mean you have to do a business deal with him? No. Does that mean you have to make a shidduch with him? No. Who knows where he's from or who he is? So what's going on over here? If you don't know him, the mitzvah doesn't apply. It's only midas chasidus. If you do know him, what did the Torah ask us to do? To judge his actions in the way they probably took place. And if you're talking about doing a business deal with him or making a shidduch with him, so then even Lashon Hara L'Tayeles, you're allowed to be suspicious. You're not allowed to believe the Lashon Hara, but you're allowed to suspect. You don't have to go ahead and do a business deal after you've heard terrible things about this fellow. So what exactly, and if you want to give him Teichocha because he's a good friend, he's a relative, so you can delve into it, you can go over to him, you can ask him, you can try and work out whether he did or didn't do something wrong, and you can move on from there. You can give him Teichocha if he did something wrong. So what exactly did the Torah tell us to do? It makes there's no difference in how you approach the situation, or how the Torah asked you not to judge, not to be over suspicious. Who suffers from being over suspicious? You. Because now you can't fall asleep at night and need sleeping pills because you're suspecting this one, that one, and the other one. So what? Hashem loves us. Just like he gave us Shabbos. When do people outside the Torah have a time when they can shower, dress up nice, eat a meal that usually their wife has prepared, sit together and sing together, sometimes three or four generations together? When do they ever have Matana Tova, Yeshli Bebeis Gnozai, Shabbos Shema? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Tariag Mitzvahs, the all wonderful, wonderful mitzvahs for our good. He created the world. It was black fire on white fire. It was the blueprint, the architectural design of the world. And all the mitzvahs are because he loves us so, so much. Well, here's B'tzedek Tish B'tamisach. What about Lo Yisisno Esochicho Bilvovecho? You're not allowed to hate. Lo Yisikoim V'lo Yisitoir B'nei Amecho. You're not allowed to take revenge or even bear a grudge against another Jew. What do you gain from bearing grudges? Nothing. The people outside of the Torah, Evrosom Shmura Netzach, they constantly have to take revenge forever. Lo Yisikoim V'lo Yisitoir. Do you know Nekoma is sweeter than honey? How do I know this? Because Maseilas Yesharim says this, and he was the best psychologist for many, many generations. Revenge is sweeter than honey. Even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have given seven mitzvahs to the other nations, and to you Jews, I want you, Kadshenu b'mitzvaysecho, to take your earthly being with your human feelings and overcome them and not take revenge. And that's what we're trying to do. And when we do it 1,000 times, I once had a Talmud who was a big karate expert. Big self-defense, very big in that. And the Intifada broke out in Eretz Yisrael at the time. It must have been about 20 years ago. And they were whipping out knives and people at people in marketplaces and on buses and things. So I called him over, this Talmud, and I said, can you please teach me the main blocks, the main punches? You know, take me to a quiet room, 5-10 minutes, and teach me the main stuff. He turned around to me and said, you what? Since I was 9 years old, an hour every night I had to go and practice. I used to come home with bruises all the way up my arms. And you want me to teach you all that in one? By me, it's second nature. If someone wakes me up in my sleep even and I feel threatened, I'm going to block and break his arm. By mistake, it's second nature. I can't teach you that. If you want, I can take you to a room and show you some very impressive movements. But I can't teach you how to. That is what the Torah wants from us, that it should become second nature. Lo Yosef. It's natural for a human being to hit when he's in trouble. Look at children. Adults are a bit embarrassed, so in our society they don't do it very often. Well, you hear about it on the news, but Baruch Hashem here in Shul, you don't really see it too much. Baruch Hashem. So, lo yisakalel. It's a natural thing for an angry person to curse. But Hashem has given us these mitzvahs. Lo yisamed al dam reyacho. You see another Jew in trouble, you've got to go and save him. You've got to... These are mitzvahs that Hashem gave us for our good, and sometimes we're hardened to them. Rav Abramsky, he was a very tough person. You could probably go online nowadays and read his interrogation by the Russian Gestapo, whatever they're called, when they put him in prison.
KGB,
NKVD, KGB. So they asked him things like, "Who comes to your shir?" And he said, "I don't know." Unfortunately, not all Rabbonim stood to that test because they were very threatening and they could bring in 10 people and just kill them in front of you. So he said, "I don't know." So they said, "How can it be you don't know?" He said, "Well, I get a wage to say a shir. I don't get a wage to see who comes. So I don't even bother noticing." That's a nice Russian answer. And he was very tough. And when he arrived in Siberia, he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all my life I've suffered coughs and colds. And out here in this climate, there's no way I can survive. The Gemara says, "Hakobi de shemaim chutz mitzinim upachim." You deposited with us to protect ourselves from coughs and colds. Well, I can't do that over here. Please take that deposit back, and you'll have to protect me. And he didn't have a cold the whole 4 years that he was in Siberia. My mother was a secretary. My mother, Alei Hashalom, was a secretary of Dinah Abramsky here in London. And she had, whether it was father, from Father Cornelius all the way to the head of the United Synagogue, L'Elef Avdolos, he was not scared of anyone. And Mamzerim could walk in because their mother conceived them when their father was at the front in the First World War. And we're going to reform. Nothing could budge him. He also had such a soft heart for Almonus and Yesoimim and for Freya Yidden. Lo Yeuman Ki Yesupa, it's not the right, if it would be his yahrzeit, maybe we could say the stories. He was a very tough man. You can imagine what he saw in Siberia when he was there. A very, very tough person. I wasn't scared of anybody. Ma'am Midadas Al Tiloi. And he retired to Eretz Yisrael. And one day one of his Talmudim came to visit him during lunchtime. And he saw him laying in bed crying uncontrollable tears. And he asked him, "Rebbe, what happened?" And he answered him,
he was crying,
Rav Abramsky. Rav Abramsky was crying like a child. He asked him, "Rebbe, what happened?" And he couldn't find the words until finally he told him, "On my way home, I saw from the bus window two Yidden fighting, one hitting the other." So somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayoyim al Arosh, Alom Asake Reyacho. It's an Aveir in the Torah. You know, there was once a boy, it was about 20 years ago, it's a true story, he was going down Golders Green Road on Shabbos, and his hat got pinched. You all know what that means. You know, he's got to rhyme in shul without a hat, never. That's very choshev, it's an intrinsic part of Judaism to a lot of yeshiva bochrim. Okay, so what a pusher, Nebuch, kovod abrius. So he's all of a sudden a car speeds past the three goyim who had gone off the hat, and grinds to it. And the, like the three heavies jump out the car and go for these people who had stolen the hat. And the two ran off and they got the one who had the hat. And they gave him a thrashing and they gave the hat back to the yeshiva bocha. So yeshiva bocha said to him, I'm very, very grateful for you, you know, for giving me back my hat. But just allow me to ask a rude question if you won't get offended, I hope. So they got curious enough to say, "Yes, what's your question?" So he said that, "I don't understand you. You don't go to shul, you certainly don't wear a hat. You machal Shabbos b'fahesya. Why did you retrieve my hat for me?" And they turned round, b'pe'echod, and they said to him, "Rabbi, if we don't stick together, we're lost." You know, when Rothschild, he had five sons, bankers in different countries, and their coat of arms of the Rothschild family is 5 arrows. On his deathbed, he had 10 arrows. He gave each son 1 arrow, and he said, "Break it." And they managed, just like that, flicked it and broke. Then he put 5 arrows together, and he handed it round from son to son. He said, "Try breaking that." None of them managed to break it. He said to them, "If you stick together, you don't get broken." Machlokes is a terrible thing. Machlokes is, why is it called Machlokes Reb Shemayim B'Shil B'Shamayim? Machlokes Shelo L'Shem B'Shamayim Koirach V'Adosoy. Why do you say Moshe V'Koirach? Put Moshe first. Moshe wasn't a Machlokes. Moshe was caring for the good of the people. Moshe was the kind of person that Oid Matzah Skoluni and Mecheni Nomi Sifrecho. Moshe Rabbeinu was the person who runs even after Keves and Benois Yisro Ve'okum Moshe Ve'yeshion. Moshe Rabbeinu in his royal garments mixes the cement with his brother and the slaves. Moshe Rabbeinu really cared. He can't see a Mitzri hitting a Jew. He can't see a Jew hitting a Jew. Moshe Rabbeinu really cared for... He wasn't for himself, Moshe Rabbeinu. He was for Rotzon Hashem. It's Korach v'Adosai, 250 people. Each and every one of them think that he's going to be the chosen Kohen Gadol after Kodesh Baruch already chose the Kohen Gadol, and everybody else is going to drop dead. Poor fellas. That machloikas is when people think about themselves and they get wound into it and they this and that. And that's machloikas. It breaks things. It ruins everything. There's no way if we don't stick together, we're lost. In anything and everything, because vayichanom keneged ha ki ish echad b'leiv echad, and then there's hashras hashchina, and only then are you and ilu hevion nifnei asina v'leinos v'toyer dayenu, because then you're in a matzav, you're in a situation that you can. You know, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, somebody, maybe it's a bit seasonal, somebody once heard him on Hey Ear. So he Eitz Chaim Yeshiva was on Rechov Yaffa, so he was walking down Rechov Yaffa. And somebody heard him mumbling something under his breath. So he got as close as he could, and he heard. Do you know what he was saying? With all the Yeftanah Rechov Yaffa looks at the secular, and he was a staunch misnugget of secular Zionism. Do you know what he was saying under his breath? He was saying, Yosef Aleichem Kochem, Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kochem, Elef Pa'omim. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. The Satmar Rav once called in 3 of his Hasidim, rich men, and he said about a certain Mizrahi leader, he said, "He needs an operation. It's very, very expensive, and I want you to pay a third each." I said to him, "Rebbe, you speak against that man like I don't know what, non-stop, and you're paying for his operation? Let him go. Let him..." He said, what are you talking about? He's not Yotze Michlal HaMisecho. We disagree in our hashkofas in life. But he's not Yotze Michlal. There's a Rav Ginsburg in America who said that he once, in the Ponovich office about 30 years ago, Milchemet Shlom HaGalil, there was all of a sudden someone came running to the office and said, "Everybody out! Everybody out!" So, what, you know, they've got a piece of news to tell Rav Shach. So he was an American Yeshiva Bocha Cheram, and he hid behind a piece of furniture. And everybody was out, and this fella told Rav Shach that 3 kibbutznikim, the kind of kibbutz where they eat rabbits on Yom Kippur, 3 kibbutznikim had been killed this morning in Milchemet Shlom HaGalil. Rav Shach fell off the chair onto the floor, and he burst out in uncontrollable tears for 20 minutes. And this Rav Ginsburg said, if you think he was a softie, on a different occasion, I accompanied him to an operation. And he was too old and it was too dangerous to give him even local anesthetic. It was an operation on his leg. And he held my hand during the operation. He said he held my hand so tight out of pain that I thought my hand was going to become minced meat any second, like a real gibber from his pain. But he didn't shed even one tear. On Nebuch Yiddish boys who died protecting the other Yidden, he burst into tears. But on this is Ahavas Yisrael. We're all one. And believe me, with all the sinner going on in Eretz Yisrael, if a Haredi will see a Chiloni falling off a mountainside, of course he'll save him. And if a Chiloni will drive by and a Haredi surrounded by Arabs in Shah Shechem, of course he'll save him. The whole thing is the politicians creating hate, causing hate. If we don't stick together, we're lost. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Tariag Mitzvahs. And of course, there's V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, which doesn't mean I love fish, so I kill them and eat them. I love other people, so I use them out as well as I can. V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha means I am devoted and loyal to every other Jew. V'ahalachta B'drochav, you have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has Yud Gimel Midas of Chesed V'Rachamim. These 13 Midas, 13 is the Gematria Ahavo. It's also the Gematria Echod. You have to love every Jew with these 13 attributes. So let's have a look at them. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, the first one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves even a Rosha before he does the Aveira. He loves the Rosh even before. That means that Nimrod's throwing Avraham into the furnace and he carries on breathing. Oh, well, let's find out how much a respirator machine costs or costs to run. Go to the blind home and ask them how much they're willing to pay to get their eyesight back. And Nimrod carries on seeing for free when he's in the middle of being rebelling the whole world against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Carries on for free getting out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one of the 13. The other 12 you can go learn yourselves. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us to emulate him. We are 600,000 components of one neshama. The Shalosh says in Masechet Sukkah, here on this world we are individual people. But really we're all one. Rabbi, if we don't stick together, we're lost. We're all one. We're all one. And these are the mitzvahs ben on chaveri. An ava has to be for the good of the other person. The Gemara says, chesed lumim chatos. They've always got ideas about why they are welfare systems and this and that. It's all aniva afsi oid. It's all some way of United States. Soviet Union. But where is the actual echod, which is also gematria yud gimel, which is ahava? Where is that unity? HaKadosh Baruch Hu bishvil reishis bishvil Yisrael shenikreish Yisrael teir shenikreish. He wants absolute unity. The whole world will run so much better when people are unified, when there is unity, when and especially Klal Yisrael, because what do they know? They've got their seven mitzvahs, and Evrosom Shmura Netzach is not one of the seven mitzvahs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvahs ben adam chaveroi. We have to try our best to be together. In Rahavta L'Rachamoicha, we've got mitzvahs of Bikochoilim, of Achanosos Orchim, of Nichum Aveilim, of Halvoas Ames. This is the unity, and when we are unified, then the Hashras Hashchina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Divine Presence will rest upon us. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that we should all be one. There was once a story that in Yerushalayim, many years ago, there was an organization. All of a sudden, a clique started sticking together, and they were really moisa nefesh for each other. And a fellow needed an operation, so two people gave their whole nadin, and another two people went with him to Alexandria to get the operation done. And they were really... And they people started suspecting that maybe it doesn't smell right. So they came to Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. He was like the Kanoi at the time when Rabbi Shmuel Salant was the Rav. He was like the, you know, of course they worked together. So he called the Zikneha group and he asked them, like, the elders of the group, and he asked them, like, what's going on over here? And he ran it down. He said, it's okay. So, okay, they got the Hersha. A little while later, his young Talmud, Rabbi Tzion Yadler, who later became a big Maggid in Yerushalayim, asked his Rebbe, I would like to join that group. His Rebbe looked at him and said, what, you? You want to join that group? He said to him, yes. He said, but why? He said, because they're so full of chesed. He said, chesed? They're only caring for their own. It's just shmor li ve'eshmor lecha, as it's called in Hilchos Shmira. You care for me and I'll care for you. They're just a clique stuck together. That's not chesed. What do you want to join that for? Chesed lo umim chatos. When goyim give tzedakah, the Gemara says it's that their children should live. It's that they should, their kingdom should carry on. It's to put us down. It's for many reasons they have. But yidden have to be loyal and devoted to each other and not look to get anything in return for what they're doing. And if we stick together, it makes no difference who they are or what they are. We have many differences of opinion. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, who's Yotze Michlal HaMisecho, Amum El-Hachis, at Machal Shabbos Vahesi, in those days when it was a terrible, terrible thing because it was like raising a hand against the whole, you know, tearing up the birth certificate of the world and saying it happened by itself. The mitzvahs ben adam lechaveroi are something that must be studied. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kuf Nun Vav that everybody should be a boki bohem. They're in the Sifrei HaMitzvahs, they're in other places. We've brought along some sfarim, a few of the sfarim of the Mishpatei HaSholem, the Code of Jewish Kodnak, Money and Halacha, for anybody who wants to join us in studying these mitzvahs. When have I got to? Am I supposed to finish now? When? 22. Okay, Shkeach, Yehi Rotzen, that we should be able to be Kish Echad, Belev Echad, have Ashras, Ashchina, and Binyam Beis HaMikdash, Bimeir Yameinu.